Speaking at a news conference broadcast on state television, Russia's Army Chief of Staff Yuri Baluevsky accused the U.S. of deliberately turning an agreement on European arms control into an instrument to achieve what he called political aims against Russia. He warned that if the U.S. launches its interceptor missiles, Russia could inadvertently strike in response.
Может быть классифицирован как пуск межконтинентальной баллистической ракеты.
Mr. Baluevsky said that a launch of an anti-ballistic missile would be classified as a launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, with all the corresponding consequences, adding that Russia's defenses were controlled by an automated system. The U.S. says its proposed missile shield in Europe is designed to protect NATO countries and Russia from possible missile attacks by Iran. But Baluevsky says U.S. offers to Russia in negotiations over the missile defense shield were unacceptable, and U.S. plans could not be interpreted in any other way than being aimed against Russia. The chief of staff also accused NATO of boosting its military potential and criticized the alliance expansion to the Russian border. But he said that Moscow has no plans for massing troops, despite being free to do so, after Russia suspended the conventional forces in Europe treaty. On December 12th, Russia walked away from the CFE treaty, a key Cold War agreement that limits the stationing of troops and heavy weapons from the Atlantic Ocean to Russia's Ural Mountains. Moscow said it is pulling out of the CFE because of the failure of 26 NATO members to ratify the revised 1999 version of the treaty. NATO and the Warsaw Pact, the East and Central European alliance that was led by the Soviet Union, signed the treaty limiting conventional weapons deployment in 1990. It was updated in 1999 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Russia ratified the renewed document in 2004, but NATO countries have said they will only ratify it if Moscow lives up to a pledge to pull its troops out of former Soviet republics Georgia and Moldova. Meanwhile, on Friday, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko expressed support for Moscow as he held 2 days of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Minsk. Earlier, Mr. Putin said Russia could counter U.S. plans to deploy its missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic by deploying missiles in Belarus, located between Russia and Poland. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Moscow.